from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hi, good afternoon, everybody. Thanks for joining me today. Nate Martin, DPW Commissioner here in the city. Today was the first day of our neighborhood cleanup because of that storm that we had last week, the tornado last Monday. So our team made some really good progress today. I think there's only a couple piles left on this street. We had a little interaction with some of the cars that were in the way of a couple piles, so we'll come back and get those. But really good progress today, based on the cleanup of what was out in front of us. We did a lot of great work as a city last week. We had that clean sweep. That was last Wednesday. It was really, really helpful. A lot of residents put a lot of items out, and our crews across all departments really cleaned those up. And of course, our team was out last Monday, right after the storm, and we got a lot of that, the big stuff out of the way right away. So, between last Monday's immediate response to the storm, last Wednesday's clean sweep, and then certainly today with our crew out here. I was out early just surveying it myself and talked to a neighbor who was putting some stuff out. So a lot of branches, limbs, some of them were already cut up, but we're able to scoop whatever storm damage we put out there, we were able to take it away. So we're in pretty good shape here. Johnson Park, our parks team was cleaning up Johnson Park throughout the course of the day today. They made some really good progress over there. A lot of tree damage in Johnson Park, but again, we got that cleaned up as well. So we'll continue to hit that throughout the rest of the week as needed. So we hope folks could put everything out today, but if they weren't able to, we're going to keep eyes on these couple streets all week.
Johnson Park's known as a really treat street. How bad is it? What's it like?
Yeah, there was a lot of damage to a number of trees. When I just drove through just a couple minutes ago, you can see some of the unfortunate, I'll say, damage to the trees where we just had to kind of cut them off where they had cracked and fallen down. Front end loaders were in the park itself, picking up the debris, so that we've got some lawn damage that we're working on repairing and some sidewalk damage. So, we know some of that just comes with cleaning up, and we'll get on that, at some point in time, we'll get that scheduled to get that all back to, great shape, just minus some of the tree limbs, unfortunately.
What about this neighborhood? You said you picked up on some piles.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that's needs?
You know what? There are some stumps as you drive around the streets. We cut the trees down and we've got those stumps yet to grind out, so we'll get those scheduled. And there's some sidewalk, pieces of sidewalk that's damaged, so we'll get those repaired. So some of them we might have to fix now, and then when we take the stump out, we might have to come back and fix it again, but we're prepared for that. So those are probably just a few things that we'll need to get the neighborhood back in shape.
Those trees get replaced?
We will. So again, we will plant trees. We hope all the residents here want trees. We really only want to plant a tree where people want them, to make sure that they are, help care for them as best they can. So yeah, we'll put trees back in place.
Any lessons learned?
Lessons learned. I think kind of the response that we had, so right away getting out on the street, right? Try to get the bulk of it, but that cooperation with the residents, getting notice out that we are going to have a cleanup coming, part of how we can help our residents. We know it's tough, right? These are tight streets and tight neighborhoods and cars parked on both sides and small backyards. So, what can we do as a city? Well, we can come and set up a pickup like this, hopefully get most of it today. But again, we'll work all week to help our residents out.
How cooperative have residents been?
really very cooperative, right? So if you were here this morning, I don't know if anybody came by. I know some of the news was here last night. A lot of piles of debris were put out there. So we were picking up last week too. So we've been keeping eyes on it for the whole week. So, you know, we didn't save everything just for today, but we had a lot of debris on the road today when I was out. We were, you know, our front end loaders and dump trucks were doing a great job picking it up. So everybody's been very cooperative putting items out. And we hope that, you know, all of it's out. Great. If you miss something here or there, we'll swing by this week and help out as well. So
for residents who had a damage of the trees blown in their backyards, is it on their own dime to get that cleared up?
Yeah, we really aren't able to go into the backyards. Just that property line is really where we have to stop. And I know that's been a challenge for some folks. So we'll keep eyes on it this week. You know, I hope as a city of good neighbors, if you know your neighbor's struggling with something and you can help out, that would be great. But we just ask everybody does it safely. And if you need to call an outside help to do that, please do so. But if you can get it out to the street, we'll take it. So
I know last week, right after the damage happened, people were coming out and putting their businesses signs and stuff in yards. Is it fair to say that those people seem to be acting in good faith? Has anyone felt like they've been taken advantage of?
I haven't heard that personally. So I would hope as a community that we all are acting in the best interest of those who are impacted tremendously. So I haven't heard of anything. I'm not sure if there's any reports of it, but nothing's kind of come to our desk, you know, thankfully.
Anyone else?
Great.
Yep. The updated storm damage number.
Oh, yeah. So the new estimates based on the damage and the estimates we're getting from Commissioner Rinaldo and the fire department is about $2.75 million is the new estimated value of the damage to those buildings. We've lost about 25 trees, right? 50 trees impacted. We don't put a dollar impact on that necessarily, but very mature trees in this neighborhood, which, you know, some say would be priceless additions. So we'll plant those. It'll be a number of years so we get back around. But 2.75 in buildings and then, you know, whatever we've got from a tree standpoint.
What's the dollar amount that it costs the city?
In terms of the cleanup itself, we're pulling that together. So, you know, crews have been here all week. So I think if you add the, you know, we'll have a number of days of staff and 24 hours where we were literally that first day. So we don't have those numbers pulled together, but we can pull an estimate together for you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.